So in Isaiah 14, starting at verse 12, how you have fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the ground, O destroyer of nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the far reaches of the north. And I will ascend above the tops of the clouds, and I will make myself like the Most High. End of quote. His agenda has never changed. He still wants my creatures to worship him instead of the one true living God. So he has set up a generation in which he plans to seduce all of mankind. And when I say set up a generation, going back at least 100 years, when people motivated by Satan were getting into positions in universities and teaching and engineered the teaching programs since that time that have prepared people to receive this kind of thing. So he has set up a generation in which he plans to seduce all mankind and future generations to worship him. He cannot kill my creatures and still receive worship. So his agenda is to fool mankind into believing he is God, and thereby have the whole world worship him. My people, what is being taught by good people, supposedly enlightened with access to top secret documents, is the triumph of light over darkness, the end of wars, famine, and disease. Love, joy, peace, equality, a new golden age where everyone has what they need, and peace reigns supreme on the earth. They are saying that this revolution will be the 1,000 years of peace spoken in Revelation. I have warned you that this was coming. And this is from 1 Thessalonians 5, starting at verse 1. Now about the times and seasons, brothers, we do not need to write to you, for you are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and security, destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. In its context, it refers to the day of the Lord. Why will this happen? It will happen because the restrainer will be removed, and suddenly Satan will have a free reign over the earth. All of the interference of the Holy Spirit through us will stop when we are removed in the rapture. And this is what the scriptures have to say. This again is in 2 Thessalonians 2. The coming of the lawless one will be accompanied by the working of Satan with every kind of power, sign, and false wonder, and with every wicked deception, directed against those who are perishing because they refuse the love of the truth that would have saved them. Loving Jesus and knowing Jesus, he's been pushed away by so many people as being just too simple and too narrow and not the truth. But that complicated mindset has set them up for a terrible situation because they're going to come under the power of these aliens. For this reason, God will send them a powerful delusion so that they believe the lie, in order that judgment may come upon all who have disbelieved the truth and delighted in wickedness. 2 Thessalonians 2. I'm moving on to part 2 of this message. May I say to you, the 1,000 years of peace is real. But it will not begin until I have cleansed the earth by fire of all her iniquities, gathered together every last demon and fallen angel, and confined them so they can no longer mislead those on earth. I have written this in the scriptures to give you a guidepost to the events you are now approaching. After that has been accomplished, you can look forward to me coming to the earth with my saints and angels to reign for 1,000 years. But until that is accomplished in its totality, you have not yet passed through the fire. Prepare yourselves, beloved ones, Prepare your hearts for this time, which will come as a thief in the night and steal all joy from the earth. These things I dictated to the Apostle John that are written in the book of Revelation must come to pass. I have preserved and protected these words for 2 millennia so that you would know what is going on. Be led by my spirit and not by the spirit of this world, not by masquerading demons and fallen angels that have the capacity of manipulating matter in a most stupendous way. Do not be fooled by these false signs and lying wonders. If you think this message is from Claire, you're mistaken. Go and look up the tenets of the faith of the Church of Satan, and you will find that they perfectly parallel secular humanism, which Satan glossed over with a humanitarian wrapping and called it good, better, and even best as a way of life. And here is a sample of what these ETs are preaching, that beings from the Pleiades created and seeded man on earth. They planted the seeds of man on earth. That's in direct contrast to Genesis, right? Now this is them again. In contrast with the elite-driven greed on earth, these extraterrestrials were inspired by humanism for the greater good, love, peace, and wisdom for all. They had no shrines or temples except for nature itself. Real faith was not in creeds, but in a social and environmental responsibility. They are only interested in our intentions and the path of our heart. And they chose the path of equality of living and spiritual renewal for all. Sounds good, doesn't it? Yes, it is a great drink of spring water for the dehydrated people, fed up with corruption, violence, and wars. And after all, they are so accomplished. Surely, if we follow their way of life, we too will have this peace. Do not be fooled. Although on earth, Satan has convinced people that Christians are bad, even terrorists, and the Bible is a harsh, constricting way of life that denies basic human wants and needs. All the good stuff. Although the educational system for 70 years has conditioned people, you know me, and you know better. But you, brothers, are not in the darkness, so that this day should overtake you like a thief, for you are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5. And this is where Satan is so slippery. They claim to take humanity from darkness to light because Satan mixes the truth and lies. He takes things from the scriptures and mixes it with his lies. So in conclusion, dear ones, the enemy is coming with signs and wonders to deceive even the elect where it possible. And that's from Matthew 24, I believe. People will be duped into thinking God has come to save them with the truth that has been hidden from us by religious fables and concocted stories. The bottom line is you will know them by their fruits. If anything is taught or promoted that goes against what I have taught you in the scriptures, you will know as a certainty that they cannot be from me. That is your answer. Stand firm. Stand firm, beloved ones. Stand firm in the truth and warn the world of what is yet to come. Stand for the truth and don't allow others to be sucked into this dark pit of lies. Pray for them.